said Jack. I saw the shark when we were swimming, Annie said, but I didn't tell you. I wanted you to stay calm. Jack stared at her.
I saw it too. I just swam faster so you would swim faster.
And I swam faster so you would swim faster, said Annie.
I guess we swam double fast then, Jack said.
He shook his head with wonder.
What now? Said Annie.
We go home, said Jack.
But we haven't solved Morgan's riddle yet, said Annie.
Jack sighed. He pulled his notebook out of his pack. It was soaked. He pulled out the ocean book. It was soaked, too.
We failed, he said. My research is all wet. We'll never be master librarians now.
Jack put everything away.
Let's go, he said sadly.
He stood up. Then he started across the pink reef toward the treehouse. Annie followed him.
Ouch!
Annie said.
What's wrong?
Jack looked back.
I stepped on something.
Annie bent down to rub her foot.
What? Said Jack. A shell?
Yeah, this.
She picked up a large gray shell.
Boy, is it rough. Rough and gray as a rock.
And plain as plain can be, whispered Jack.
They had found the answer. The shell looked like a clam shell, only bigger and with more ridges.
How could this ugly shell be the answer to the riddle? Said Annie. What about the part that says, there's great beauty in me?
Wait, research, said Jack.
He opened the soaked ocean book. The pages were stuck together, but he was able to turn a few. He found a picture of the gray shell. He read,
divers search for oysters in deep water, but sometimes oysters wash up on reefs or beaches. Inside some oysters, you can find a pearl. The pearl's natural beauty makes it a treasure.
It must have a pearl inside it, said Jack. Annie peered into the crack between the two halves of the shell.
I can't see anything, she said. How does a pearl get in there anyway?
Jack read aloud from the wet page.
Sometimes a grain of sand will get between the oyster shell and its skin. This irritates the oyster, so it makes a pearly material to surround the grain of sand. In this way, over a few years, a pearl is formed.
I can't tell if there's a pearl in there or not, said Annie.
Maybe we should bang it against a rock, said Jack.
Now that would really irritate the oyster, said Annie.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just leave it alone, said Annie.
She gently put the oyster back in the water.
But how will we know if oyster is the right answer to the riddle? Said Jack.
Morgan said we'll know, said Annie. Come on.
Jack pushed his glasses into place. Then he and Annie picked up their shoes and socks. They climbed through the window of the treehouse. Morgan's scroll was lying on the floor. It was open.
Look,
said Annie. She and Jack stared at the scroll. The riddle had faded away. In its place was one shimmering silver word, oyster.
Morgan's magic, whispered Annie.
Jack let out a huge sigh.
We got it right, he said.
And here's the Pennsylvania book, said Annie. Let's go home.
She opened the book. She pointed to a picture of the Frog Creek Woods.
I wish we could go there, she said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. The wind blew harder and harder. Then everything was still, absolutely still. Chapter 10, The True Pearl. Dawn light slanted into the treehouse. No time at all had passed since they'd left. Day was breaking. Jack rolled up the ancient scroll. He tucked it into the corner.
We solved the first riddle, he said. Three more to go.
I don't see another scroll, said Annie. Maybe